The discussion is being provoked by a constitutional amendment proposed by Western Kentucky Senator Bob Leeper. Over a decade ago, voters agreed the General Assembly should gather every winter. Now, Leeper, who's the only independent in the General Assembly, would like voters to revisit that decision.
Prediction of more than one session this summer or this spring, whatever the governor chooses to do, indicates that we're not really saving the money that was proposed when the amendment went on the ballot previously. So we're spending about $3.6 million a year that a lot of people thought would be offset, and it's not. So there's definitely savings to be had.
Voters okayed the shift to annual sessions in 2000. Former State Secretary of State Bob Babbage was asked by the leaders in both houses to lead the campaign for annual sessions. Babbage, who's now a lobbyist, says there's been more efficiency.
The whole notion that we shouldn't have short sessions or special sessions because they have a cost to them has to be pegged against the cost to the state if you don't tend to the government and make those decisions when they're so urgently needed.
A big backer was Bowling Green Democrat Jody Richards, who was the Speaker of the Kentucky House. Now, sometimes referred to as the father of annual sessions, Richards thinks they're still a good idea. He can't see going back.
Well, it'd be a terrible step backward, and a terrible step backward for legislative independence.
In selling the change to voters, some lawmakers argued the governor had too much power when the General Assembly was absent for the better part of 2 years. And when lawmakers were recalled to Frankfurt for frequent special sessions, Richards says it created a hardship for lawmakers who needed to work full-time in other jobs.
We had so many people retiring from the legislature because of all these special sessions we were having. Under one governor, we had 9 special sessions. We've only had 10 in the now 13 years since it's been we've had annual sessions.
Plus, some say the 30-day sessions conducted in odd-numbered years are just too jam-packed. Lobbyist Mark Wilson, whose firm represents 20 clients, says to work properly, the legislative process requires more time.
I think in 30-day session we had over 600 or 700 bills pre-filed and filed and trying to be considered, and that's an awful lot of legislation to cram into 30 days, and so not as much winds up getting accomplished in these short sessions.
If the legislature went back to meeting once every other year, Wilson says lobbyists would adjust. He says they would spend more time between sessions lobbying lawmakers. Instead of more time, Louisville Representative Ron Krim says lawmakers need a focused agenda.
In a perfect world, I would have said we have 5 major issues. No other bill gets heard until we resolve those 5 issues. And then if there's time left, then we'll get into the rest of them.
Krim says it's a topic he and his colleagues have been bantering about the state capitol recently.
I mean, there's a lot of conversation around on the floors about whether we're doing this the right way or not with this short session. So it's not a strange bill.
While it may not be a strange bill, Senate sponsor Bob Leeper doesn't see it as an easy sell. Instead of passing this session, Leeper says it might get more traction when lawmakers gather again next year. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.